Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Minnesota artist Choling Taha is bringing new work to the Duluth Art Institute next week in a show called Every Spirit Tells a Story. Her paintings and beautiful shawls are bright and vibrant and celebrate Native American ceremony and iconography from the Great Lakes tribes and beyond. She joins us here on Radio Gallery to share more about her journey and her work. Her show, Every Spirit Tells a Story, opens on Thursday, July 12th, with an artist talk and opening reception from 6 to 9 p.m.
I'm Choling Taha, and I'm a painter and a shawl maker.
And you go by the Shawl Lady.
Correct. Yeah, when I first started doing ceremonies, I had to make my own regalia. It's kind of required. And so I started making shawls, and I had made myself a shawl for ceremony, and I hung it out back, and I sold it off my back porch about 10 minutes later. So I started making shawls for other people. But my main focus lately has been my paintings, but I do both.
So you have a show coming to the Duluth Art Institute. Tell us, what is in that show?
The show name is Every Spirit Tells a Story. So it's really about the human experience. A lot of my paintings are based on experiences I had doing ceremonies and just kind of insightful feelings and dreams that kind of come my way. I'll have one shawl in the show called Thunder Pony. So we will have one on display up there to show that story of the importance of the horse for the Plains people. Oftentimes the shawl, people will contact me because they need them for a specific reason. So shawls are used in ceremony, they're used in an honoring ceremony, and they're also used as part of women's regalia. Now they do have men's shawls, but they don't have fringe on them, and certain societies we'll have a man with a black fabric shawl that's undecorated. So it's not just a women's garment.
Well, share a little bit about your background. You're not originally from Minnesota, or?
No, I'm actually Cree First Nation. So right where Ontario and Quebec come together, that's the area I was born in. But I was moved down into New York. I'm actually an adoptee. So at 3, I was adopted out and moved to New York State. And so as I go through life, you know, you want your identity. So I started involving myself in ceremonies to kind of recover who I was as a person. So I think that, you know, every person in life, everyone has a journey, and you need to find that balance between who you are as a person and the society that you're living within.
And your paintings today, where on your journey do they show you?
Well, I think that, you know, the inspiration, I want people to feel inspired regardless of their cultural background. So I'm not doing things that are just strictly traditional indigenous imagery. I'm trying to use traditional indigenous symbols to tell a story that's actually contemporary. So I might have a lady in a jingle dress, but she's actually addressing modern society. So ceremonial and spirit and vision, they basically don't have a set point in time since they're timeless themselves.
What do you hope that people come away with?
One of the main important things I try to do, I want people to feel inspired by their own experiences. I think that in our modern society, everything's kind of gotten a bit watered down. So as a human being, we always have that urge to know who we are as a human being and a person and our background. And I think that if people can find something that resonates with them in the pictures, then I've done my job as an artist.
See the work of Choling Taha at the Duluth Art Institute this summer on display at the George Morrison Gallery, July 12th through September 2nd, with an opening reception happening on Thursday, July 12th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Duluth Art Institute. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen with assistance from Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. To listen again, find links to the events or the artist's work, and to subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.